And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 29th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Anton Chekhov, born in Taganrog, Russia, 1860. He was in medical school, took up writing as a way to support his family, wrote sketches and stories, never spent more than a day on anything he wrote. And then 2 years after he graduated, he got a letter from the critic Dmitry Grigorovich telling him that he, Chekhov, was the most gifted writer of his generation and should take his work more seriously. Chekhov wrote back, "Your letter struck me like lightning. I became very emotional. I nearly cried. I understand now that if I have a gift, I should honor it, which I have not always done in the past." The next year, he published a collection of short stories. Same year, he wrote his first play. And as he earned more from his writing, he didn't give up his medical practice. Instead, he treated more and more poor patients free of charge. It was on this day, 1845, Edgar Allan Poe's poem The Raven was published in the New York Evening Mirror. It was very popular. Abraham Lincoln memorized the poem. Elizabeth Barrett Browning wrote a fan letter to Poe about it. He was paid $9 for The Raven, which was extensively reprinted without Poe's permission, and there was nothing he could do about it. He'd written an article for The Mirror before about copyright law, saying, "Without an international copyright law, American authors may as well cut their throats." But there was no such law until 1891. His income for that year, 1844, was $424. It's the birthday of Thomas Paine, born Thetford, England, 1737, moved to Philadelphia, 1774. He was 37 years old, an unsuccessful writer, and he became very successful in the colonies with his long essay, Common Sense, in which he said, "The cause of America is in great measure the cause of all mankind." The pamphlet sold more than 100,000 copies. And it's the birthday of the novelist Edward Abbey, born Indiana, Pennsylvania, 1927. When he was 17 years old, he decided to hitchhike cross-country, and he fell in love with the West. Went to college at the University of New Mexico, worked as a seasonal ranger in national parks, wrote a few novels, including The Brave Cowboy, which was made into a movie starring Kirk Douglas, wrote a novel, Desert Solitaire, based on his experience as a park ranger at Arches National Monument in Utah. And then in 1975, he published The Monkey Wrench Gang, the story of four irreverent, beer-drinking, fun-loving characters who will do anything it takes to stop developers from coming in and destroying the West. It was a bestseller, and Edward Abbey became famous as an environmentalist. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson, Going to Heaven. Going to heaven, I don't know when, pray do not ask me how. Indeed, I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven, how dim it sounds, and yet it will be done, as sure as flocks go home at night unto the shepherd's arm. Perhaps you're going too, who knows? If you should get there first, save just a little place for me, close to the two I lost. The smallest robe will fit me, and just a bit of crown. For you know, we do not mind our dress when we are going home. I'm glad I don't believe it, for it would stop my breath, and I'd like to look a little more at such a curious earth. I am glad they did believe it, whom I have never found since the mighty autumn afternoon I left them in the ground. Emily Dickinson's poem, Going to Heaven. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.